He doesn't want it for Probabil, obviously. Tony Gollan, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
A couple of mil forecast tomorrow more than Saturday, so it's a soft five, just slight sting out of it. Would that suit everything with Isotope?
Yeah, definitely. It should be perfect racing surface for every horse. I'd suggest going there on Saturday. Welcome, nice weather.
Yeah. How's everything around? I know Isotope has stayed in Sydney. Have the reports been good back to you?
Yeah, they've been really good. We just followed our same sort of routines we do here in Queensland with her, give her a pretty easy time for 4 or 5 days after it, out at a farm at Hawkesbury, Hanover Lodge out there, and then back in the stables. I seen her Tuesday after. She worked really well. I flew down last night and looked at her this morning, and she's in great shape, so she's in good order.
Okay, so I've got you in Sydney this morning. All right.
Just flying back to Brisbane.
Oh, back to Brisbane. Yeah, you are covering some ground now that you're able to travel.
That's true.
Can you see an improvement out of the last run, the Derby Munro, given that, you know, that was the first up run?
Yep, definitely. She definitely, muscle tone looks better. Very healthy in herself. She looked quite well, Derby Munro day. She's not a filly that's a gross sort of fat filly. But she definitely had improvement in her. She had a little while off that jump out. And obviously, you know, it's her first going to race conditions after the fall. So that plays on their mind for sure and certain. I think when she was inside horses the other day, she was a little bit unsure of herself, which was unusual for her. But that's to be expected after the fall at the Gold Coast. So I just think she looks a better filly to my eye in herself, condition-wise. She looks really, really good. And I think she's drawn even to get a slightly better run than what she got the other day. So everything looks pretty well placed for her.
I was just going to say, Barrier 3, looks to be a bit of pace there. Obviously, horses like September Run and those are going to get back. But Ryan Maloney should be able to just plonk her wherever he wants to be.
Yeah, basically, it looks to be, you know, good sort of four horses that want to roll forward in the race. And we should be able to find the back of that, you know, three pairs back, probably one off the fence this time and come into the race. You know, when the time's right, and obviously there's a few smart ones at the back and there's a few smart ones up the front. It's a very strong field. It's certainly no easy race, that's for sure and certain. But she looks to, everything goes to plan. She steps away like she has been. She looks to get a really good run, you know, midfield just behind that speed, and she should get every chance to show her best.
Tony, I know all trainers that travel horses have to go through this, but obviously you've made the trip down to Sydney last night, saw her this morning and has flown back. It's just a part of the game that you've got to do when you've got horses that are running in such big races but with a big team in Brisbane?
Yeah, I'd rather be doing it than not doing it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We've been a long time without having, you know, horses like this getting down to carnival. It's been quite a few years for us, and it was fantastic to have a couple of really good mares to be able to take away this autumn, and it's been really enjoying, to be honest. I would like to have been there Tuesday morning to watch her work, but we had a bunch of trialers here, horses that are getting ready for the carnival in Brisbane, so I wasn't able to get down Tuesday, but, you know, able to fly down yesterday after the races and have a good look at her this morning and whatnot, and I was very pleased with what I saw. And we've had a guy on the ground there the whole time with her, and the Snowdens have also been a big help. So it's all run really smoothly, to be honest.
Yeah. Brisbane Saturday, good meeting at Eagle Farm. We're seeing a small field again in the Daybreak Lover, but a similar to what we saw last Saturday week. Are you happy with Mass Destruction?
Yeah, I'm very happy with him. I thought his run the other day was quite good. He got a big bump from, got a kiss, about the 600 on the inside. They're in a big hurry to sort of get off the fence and give our horse a big bump, and we covered a bit of ground and sort of knocked the wind out of him a bit. And I thought his run was quite good. I think the step of 1400 suits him better. I think he looks to get a pretty nice run just in behind the speed again Saturday, and I suggest he can run better than what he did the other day. I think he looks really well placed.
The three and the second last, Vega One's coming back. Have you been happy with the prep?
Yeah, I've been very happy with him. We've given him three, you know, jump outs or trials in readiness. He's been a long time out. He went to Lee ever since, did the rehab work down there. Had a short little break after that, and he's just come up beautifully. His last trial was Tuesday, which everyone saw, and he was very good there under no pressure. He's obviously on a Stradbroke path. This was probably a really good lead-in race to kick that preparation off. It's short of his best trip for sure, but there's no doubt he's a quality horse of this race, and he could easily, if things pan out and the track race is nice and fair, he could easily win.
And the other one that I was going to ask you about, it, you got Pizzoni in the race, but La Palmiere, is it one that you think can take a step this winter?
Look, he's a horse that likes his short course at Eagle Farm. When we speak about Eagle Farm a lot, it's a horses for courses type venue. It's racing a fair bit better at the moment than it had previously. He's a horse that likes the journey, likes the track, likes the distance. So, you know, before the better horses, I guess, all get up here, he's a horse that can certainly take his part in these lower level listed, you know, possibly Group 3 races, sort of up to 1,100. He's 1,200 sees him out. He's got it around Dooman in his age group as a three-year-old, but as an older horse, he's a real 1,000, 1,100-metre sort of specialist. And I just thought this race, at this track, what he handles so well, looked quite good for him.
We look forward to all of those horses. Isotope's the big one, though, on Saturday in Sydney. Thanks for your time, Tony. I appreciate it. It's such a busy time. The video will come out, what, tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm just about to do it now, actually. So it'll be out later tonight or tomorrow morning. So I'm just about to do it now.
Do you mix it up? What's in the background there? Do you try and make it different? A horse eating carrots or cake or whatever? What do you do?
I don't know, mate. Stephen Locke handles all that. The guy that runs that part of it. I just got to get on there and talk a bit of gibber and tell you what I'm thinking, really. So I have the least input into this show of anyone. So this is certainly not my brainchild. Stephen Locke is the man behind the camera and he does all the work. But I just hope you all get something out of it. It's quite a bit of fun.
We look forward to seeing it tomorrow. Tony, good luck over the next few days.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Good on you. Tony Gollan.